For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Current Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will take over as acting White House Chief of Staff at the end of the year. President Donald Trump tweeted his pick after New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, GOP Congressman Mark Meadows, and Vice President Chief of Staff Nick Ayers all reportedly turned down the job. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly. Sources had earlier said Mulvaney wasn't interested in the job and would rather serve as Treasury Secretary or Secretary of Commerce. The U.S. Border Patrol says a 7-year-old girl who died while she was in custody appeared to be in good health when she was first detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley calls the situation tragic and preventable.
It's a horrific, tragic situation. Obviously, our hearts go out to the family and to anyone who's suffered any type of danger and peril that they see so often when they make that trek up from the southern border. It's a horrific situation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The Senate delivers back-to-back votes against Saudi Arabia in a rebuke of President Trump's response to the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The bipartisan votes come after President Trump equivocated over who was responsible, while U.S. intelligence officials concluded that the Crown Prince must have at least known of the plot. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, "We fully understand their concerns."
President Trump's been very clear on not only the importance of holding accountable those who murdered Jamal Khashoggi, but the importance of protecting American citizens.
The resolutions are largely symbolic, but signal new skepticism from Capitol Hill toward the longtime Middle East ally. Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung says investigators want to interview Patrick Frazee, the man engaged to Kelsey Barrett, a Colorado mother who's been missing since November 22nd.
To sit down with investigators, since he is the last person to talk with Kelsey face-to-face, there have been numerous questions about whether Patrick is a suspect. At this point, we are considering every possibility.
The 29-year-old mother wasn't reported missing for 10 days. Frazee's property was searched Friday. His lawyer says he is cooperating with law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker signs a package of lame duck bills designed, critics say, to limit his Democratic successor's powers, including his ability to fulfill core campaign vows around health care. Wisconsin Governor-elect Tony Evers says that was a mistake.
The will of the people was ignored. It was an opportunity to reverse the election on November 6th, and I'm here to tell you that that's not going to happen.
Governor Walker says the bills passed by the Republican-controlled legislature are not a power grab.
A lot of what's being said here, and more important, a lot of what's being said nationally, may actually help people with their fundraising efforts politically, but that's not the actuality of what I just signed into law.
Evers accused Republicans of trying to undo the results of the election, though it's unclear yet if he plans to sue. Money spills from an armored truck onto a New Jersey highway. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
A faulty door in the rear of a Brinks truck clicking open on Thursday morning, and it sent $20, $50, and $100 bills spilling onto Route 3 in East Rutherford. Videos posted to social media showing some drivers pulling over and then stuffing their pockets with cash. Police reviewing that video, trying to track some of them down. Brinks still the legal owner of the money and wants all of it back. At least one of the women seen in one of the videos did end up showing up to police headquarters later to return the cash that had gotten stuck on her windshield.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.